Yaddo has hosted thousands of artists, including James Baldwin, Leonard Bernstein. More on that in a few moments, by the way. Truman Capote, John Cheever, Aaron Copland, Ruth Heller, Patricia Highsmith, Langston Hughes, Sylvia Plath, Philip Roth, Mario Puzo, Flannery O'Connor. The list just goes on and on and on. And it's a great list.
Yeah. Yaddo is an artist community located on a 400-acre estate in Saratoga Springs, New York. Its mission is to, quote, nurture the creative process by providing an opportunity for artists to work without interruption in a supportive environment.
This morning, we are joined by Leslie LeDuc, who is a public affairs coordinator for Yaddo, who joined the staff in 1992. She's responsible for all Yaddo publications and outreach materials, frequently lectures about the artist retreat. She has been a longtime guest in this program, and it's a delight to welcome her back to our microphones. Leslie, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
So how are things going this season?
This season is going fabulous at Yaddo. There's a lot going on. Perhaps you're aware that we have a new building coming online in this fall.
Yes.
It's a new studio building, our first purpose-built building since the 1960s, so we're all very excited.
What does that mean, purpose-built building?
It means it was built to be an artist studio. Oh, all of the other buildings at Yaddo are turn-of-the-century buildings that were converted into studios, with a few exceptions of a couple of cabins built in the 1920s.
Right.
So the new building has two living suites, two large studios in it, and the most exciting part is that one of those studios has a sprung floor to accommodate choreographers. So hopefully some of those people that will be in that studio will be creating something that will be on the stage here at SPAC.
Did you say sprung floor?
Yes, a sprung floor. It has a little bit of a spring to it.
Ah.
It bounces.
So you
not noticeably, by the way, because I tried it out, but I'm told if you are a dancer or a choreographer, you feel it. It's much easier on the knees and the legs.
It gives a little spring to your step.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, one of the things that always fascinates me is when you talk to an artist or a composer or an author, and they'll be plugging a project and they'll say, well, when I was creating this at Yaddo, and I thought, oh my God, I had no idea. And you want it that way, right?
Yes, that's purposely. There's part of it's not necessarily the mystique. I know a lot of people call it that, but our primary mission, which has remained the same since we opened in 1926 as an artist colony, is to protect the privacy of the artists who are in residence and to guarantee them that working space. So we will talk about somebody after their residency, but we won't talk about somebody while they're there.
Do you get snoopers?
Yes. We've had a lot of trouble, actually, the last few years with trespassers.
And
we've taken some serious steps to help ourselves in that
snipers?
Area.
Snipers?
No, not quite.
Dobermans?
So is it, do you think people want to see who is there, or are they just curious because there is a mystique?
I think it's a little bit of both. And honestly, I think there's a lot of people that just want to see the house. The house, if people are unfamiliar with it, is a 55-room, 45,000-square-foot mansion that was built, or finished, I should say, in 1893.
And who started it all again? Who thought it up?
Spencer and Katrina Trask were our founders. He was a New York City financier. If he were alive today, he'd be called a venture capitalist. He financed Thomas Edison when he was inventing the incandescent light bulb.
He was good.
Yes, he was very good. And in return, our founder, Spencer Trask, was one of the original board members for what became Consolidated Edison, what became General Electric. He invested early in railroads. He bailed out the New York Times when it was about ready to go under financially.
When was that?
That was in, I believe, the 1880s.
Oh, because it happened. You know, we've seen that again.
Yeah. Well, we're not rescuing him this time.
So Friday night here at SPAC is the Bernstein Extravaganza.
Yes.
And we are going to have Jamie Bernstein on the program later on. And what is important to note, and I mentioned it in the introduction, is the Yaddo-Bernstein connection. And so when did that begin?
Well, we have a letter in the archives, actually, from I think it's 1938 when Bernstein was a student at Harvard. And he wrote to our then director, Elizabeth Ames, and said he was a student in musical composition and he wished to have some time at Yaddo. I don't know what happened after that because he didn't actually come to Yaddo as a guest artist until 1952. But I'm sure that maybe his reason for maybe sending the letter was, it's my understanding that Bernstein became friendly with Aaron Copland and Mark Blitstein, both of whom were at Yaddo in the very early years of Yaddo. And of course, Copland founded the Yaddo Festivals of American Music, which were held between 1932 and 1952 at Yaddo.
There was a great Copland bust at Tanglewood. Do you have one?
No, we do not have a Copland bust. Oh. Do we need one?
Yeah, sure you do.
Yeah, John Williams bought it, so just hit him up when you see him.
Oh, sure, no problem.
When you think of, that connection, so then what happened in 1952? What records do you have of that?
Our records are actually for the 50s, are at the New York Public Library along with the rest of the Yaddo Archive. But we do know that he was there in March and April and that he was working on a opera. And we also know that there's stories that are sort of legendary at Yaddo that while he was in residence, of course, in the old days at Yaddo, we had phone booths for the artists who were in residence so they could, you know, communicate with the outside world, because we are notoriously private. And apparently while he was in residence, there were lots of conversations overheard because he was talking so loudly, and he was working on something, a production of some sort where he wanted Shelley Winters to participate. So several of the other artists in residence were privy to these conversations. Oh, Shelley, darling, you absolutely must do it. I absolutely must have you. I can't do it without you.
So. Which I think was a common reaction in regards to Ms. Winters, right?
I think so.
Yes. It's a lot of fascinating. Do you open up at all for the public? The gardens are open.
Yes, the gardens are open. And by the way, they're lovely at this time of year, daily from dawn to dusk. The rest of the estate is closed to protect the privacy of our artist guests. We have done public tours 5 times in our history. We did one in, the last one was in 2011, and that was the first one we'd done in 8 years. Hopefully there won't be 8 years until we have another one, but the secret is every tour is always in September. It's the only month when we don't have artists in residence.
I know you're going to... I know you're
going to... 15 seconds.
I'm sorry. I'll pass then.
Sorry about that. We have to have the British people speak in a moment. For more information about Yaddo, you can go to their website, yaddo.org, Yaddo. YADDO.ORG. Leslie LeDuc, thank you so much for being with us and taking the time out. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from SPAC on WAMC.